Probably the most difficult pasuk from a pshat perspective in this week's parsha is when Moshe asked Hashem. He says, "Mi anochi ki lechal paro v'chiyotzi es b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim?" Right? Who am I to go to Paro and take b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Hashem answers him, "Vayomer ki ayeimach, I'll be with you." Which actually seems like a very proper answer to the question. Moshe says, "Who am I?" The answer is, "I'll be with you." And if Hashem is with you, then you're kedai. Then Hashem adds, he answered the question very well, a sign. And this is the sign that I sent you. When you take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, you'll worship Hashem on this mountain. It was talking about Har Sinai, and obviously that came true on Matan Torah. So all the Mefarshim have a problem, like, what's the sign? Right? You can't say, I'll be pshat, that when they come out of Mitzrayim, they'll worship Hashem on this mountain is the sign, because that's not going to happen until afterwards. You know, you need the sign beforehand to have confidence that you can do it. And Ki Yeimach being with you doesn't seem to be the sign, because how does he know that Hashem is with him? So it would take hours to go through even all of the pshatim of the mainstream famous Mefarshim here. Some say that, in fact, Matan Torah is the sign, but it's a sign for something else. Or Rashi says perhaps something else is the sign for Matan Torah. But many Mefarshim assume V'zelecha ha'oskei anicha ki anochi shlachticha means what it seems to mean. This is a sign for you that I'm sending you, that you're a real shlich of Hashem, that you have Hashem with you. But what's the sign? So Rashi says, in his simpler interpretation, and perhaps this is the simplest Pshuta Shel Mikra, the burning bush is the sign, the snap or ba'esh, the snap, that bush is the sign, Hashem says, that I sent you, because after all, it's a miracle that it's burning in fire and doesn't get consumed, so that shows that I'm really with you. Not only that, the burning bush, which is representing the Ratzon of Hashem, even in a fire doesn't get harmed, so too, when you go representing Ratzon Hashem, don't worry, even though you go into a very dangerous situation, you won't be harmed. However, the Or Chaim HaKadosh and a number of the Baalei Drush give another shot in this. Zelecha Ha'os, this is the sign. What's the sign? So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, the fact that you said, who am I to go to Paro? And who am I? What am I deserving? I'm not great enough for this. Zelecha Ha'os ki anochi shlachticha. That's the sign that you're a real shliach of Hashem. You want to know what's the sign? Someone comes, I'm speaking for God. I'm speaking for Torah. I'm speaking for... Are they a real shliach of Hashem or not? The answer is, if I'm so great because I'm speaking for Hashem and I'm so great that I deserve to be a shliach of Hashem, that's a sign they're not a real shliach of Hashem. That's a sign they're really in it for themselves. If someone recognizes mi anochi, that they're nothing. If someone says, I'm really not kedai, then they're not in it for themselves, they don't care about their own kavod, that's a sign, ki anochi shlachticha, that they're a real authentic shliach of Hashem. The Or Chaim HaKadosh even points out that tavdunas alokim ala har hazeh, why davka is Matan Torah and Har Sinai? The Medrash says, because Har Sinai was the lowest and most impressive of all the candidates, right? Because the Shechina only rests in a place of humility. The Shechina only rests in people who don't think that they're the greatest in the world, and that's why Hashem revealed himself from a thorn bush, which is the lowliest of all bushes. Hashem says, you want to know the real sign, what's a real shlichus of Hashem? A real shlichus of Hashem is when someone doesn't ask for cover themselves, and doesn't think a lot of themselves, and is really lishma. And how do we know that's the sign of Hashem? The famous answer of the Baalei Mussar. There are many famous answers, each of which is a gem. So the famous question, how can Moshe be Anav L'chol Adam, when he was the greatest Navi ever? Moshe wasn't stupid. He knew he was the greatest Navi ever. How could he be under Mikol Adam? One of the many answers the Baalei Mussar gives to this is, Moshe was not on of L'chol Adam because he thought he was lesser than he really was. He knew exactly who he was. However, he talked to Hashem. When you stand in the presence of Hashem and you realize how great Hashem is, then no matter how great you are, you realize you're nothing compared to Hashem. And someone who's really thinking about Hashem, someone who's really shliach of Hashem, they know they're nothing. Because who am I, who are any of us, compared to Hashem? So we go out there in the world, you want to know who's the real shliach of Hashem? Someone who says, mi anochi, that's an os, ki anochi shlachticha.